Beacon Data Centres and VoltaGrid recently filed an Environmental Impact Assessment, EIA, for the proposed AI data centre to be located at the expanded Spruce Lake Industrial Park on the west side of St John. The EIA revealed that the data centre would require high levels of power and would produce large amounts of greenhouse gas emissions. Estimates in the EIA indicate that the data centre would produce around 6.6% of the province's annual greenhouse gas emissions, which would make it one of the largest emitters in New Brunswick. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Lawnville resident Chris Watson about the concerns raised by the EIA, which also include potential noise pollution and destruction of wetlands and old-growth forest.
Like you noticed, it was over 700,000 tons of greenhouse gas emissions per year, which is the number they gave in the EIA is 6.6% of the total greenhouse gas emissions for all of New Brunswick in 2023 number they used. And so that's pretty shocking. And it'll immediately make this development one of New Brunswick's largest greenhouse gas emitters. Throughout this process over the past 2 years, the city of St. John, they promoted this as a green and clean industrial park and a non-emitting industrial park. The ACT SJ initiative, which is all about decarbonizing industry in St. John, I think the goal was 30% reduction in emissions by 2030 and net zero by 2050. It's very concerning, and New Brunswick has its own net zero commitments, welcoming high emitting industries to our city and to our province. It's extremely concerning. We've known for a while they're asking for 200 megawatts from the New Brunswick power grid, and that's confirmed in the environmental impact assessment. A 200 megawatt draw, that's, again, for context, that's half of what this $1 billion transformer plants will potentially supply to New Brunswick. And so that's just that's a massive load that they're asking from the New Brunswick grid. And there's all these concerns around how this is going to impact our rates for all of New Brunswick, our power rates, and will we need a grid infrastructure app upgrades in the near future. So we don't know how this is going to impact our power rates going forward.
We've certainly talked previously about the kind of necessary destruction of old growth forest and wetlands to build an industrial park there anyway. I mean, does this add anything more to those questions and the questions of well water and groundwater?
I mean, the concern remains that this project is being placed on probably some of the worst possible land you can imagine for this kind of development. And the EIA itself, it shows it would destroy a massive area of these high-functioning wetlands and old-growth forests. And they confirm that some of this forest that they're building on top of does meet the definition of old-growth. And the EIA report itself calls this a long-term, irreversible, and adverse effect. And, I mean, we suggested multiple times that they go and remediate and develop the old landfill site in Lorneville. And this is a large brownfield site that has plenty of room for a data center. And obviously there would be some very serious challenges with that. I mean, it takes some money and some clever engineering, but if you do prioritize environmental stewardship, then brownfield development is what you should be doing. One major concern for our community is the sound emissions and particularly this low frequency, low level, 24/7 persistent hum that often comes from these data centers and their large industrial cooling systems. So they did an acoustic study in the EIA, and they actually mounted the acoustic monitoring device on my property. Stantec came by and asked permission, can we mount this here? They conduct a baseline sound test where they get the current baseline sound levels, and then they model what the data center would add to that. And so they monitored the baseline sound levels for over 24 hours. I think it was February 4th this year they did that. But they mounted the thing next to a snowmobile trail and next to the road. And so when they established an average baseline nighttime level, basically averaged over all these spikes, which elevated that baseline nighttime level they calculated. I'm very concerned about this and about what it'll do to our quality of life and our mental health, especially when we're trying to sleep. Are we going to hear this persistent low frequency hum coming from this data center, which is about 500 meters up the hill from my house? I'm hoping the technical review committee will flag that, and I'm submitting a complaint around that acoustic study. So we look at the more and more details in this EIA, who knows what we'll end up finding, right?
Just wonder if you can speak to the sort of the general sense in Longville. Is this reflected by your neighbors and other residents?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone in Lorneville has these concerns. It's going to dramatically change the character and face of our community, and everyone in our community that I've talked to has these same concerns over wetland and forest destruction and things like potential sounds emitted by this data center. Everyone's extremely worried.
What are your hopes from various levels of government and from Beacon VoltaGrid to at least address some of these issues and these questions?
I would hope that they would go and develop on a site that's actually appropriate for this type of development. Because, as I said, where they want to put this massive data center is just not an appropriate location. It's going to have this massive impact on our community and the long-term sustainability of our community and potentially the health of Lorneville residents. But yeah, I hope that they'll realize that this isn't an appropriate place for this type of development, and they'll remediate an old brownfield site and develop there, because that is the responsible thing to do in this day and age, given what we know about our deteriorating environment and our evolving climate. The water usage is a big issue, and they say it's a modest use of water that they had in the EIA there, and it's somewhat encouraging that the project proposes a closed loop cooling system, but it doesn't completely eliminate that concern. Closed loop systems, they typically involve chemical treatments. They can generate blowdown, this maintenance wastewater, and this EIA, it doesn't clearly explain what chemicals will be used, what byproducts might be produced, or how these substances would be managed or disposed of over the long term. And a very sensitive watershed beside homes and private wells, that lack of clarity is extremely concerning.
The city has been targeting green, non-emitting industries for the newly expanded industrial park, aiming for a 30% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 as part of its ACT SJ pathway to net zero. In response to questions from Local 107.3 FM, the City of St John stated, "The city's role is focused on land use planning, infrastructure and ensuring development aligns with approved zoning," adding that industrial development in this area is subject to established regulatory processes, including environmental approvals, which are designed to ensure projects meet applicable standards. In reference to greenhouse gas emission targets, the city stated that for large industrial projects, emissions are accounted for within broader provincial and national inventories. The city does not have legislative authority to require private sector projects to align with ACT SJ. We do, however, encourage new development and businesses to align with ACT SJ strategies and recommendations, including the use of renewable energy solutions. We remain committed to achieving our greenhouse gas reduction targets. Beacon data centres were also contacted for comment. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.